There's nothing false here. Polycarp says nothing in his epistle that could be used in support of the Christian doctrine of the Trinity. So that's what I'm doing there with Polycarp. He had a very short book. There are short books here and there are others. Let's read let's look on page 81. This is from a man from Ephesus originally. Page 81, Irenaeus, but here in America, especially in the South, we just call him Irenaeus. Now, Irenaeus claims that as a young child, he saw Polycarp, who claimed to be a disciple of John. So, that's what the claim is, but you can't trust any of this. If you can't trust it all, you can't trust any. Because most of the time, you don't have the facts to weigh anything out with. Too much unknown. Let me look and see what he talked about here. Beginning on page 83. He didn't say anything specifically about the Jews, so his attitude toward the Jews is unknown. But he said a lot about ceremony. Skip down near the bottom of the page to Irenaeus' statement, where it says, Irenaeus teaches that by partaking of the bread and wine of Christian communion, human bodies are nourished with the body of the Lord and His blood and are no longer corruptible. Now, this was a big issue among these apostate fathers. They believed that when you were raised from the dead, you were raised in this flesh, but it was incorruptible. That you were raised in a fleshly body was a big deal with these men, with Justin, with Ignatius, I believe with Clement. But it was no small matter. And what made your flesh incorruptible was the Christian ceremony, what they called the Eucharist, of the breaking of the cracker and the juice. The flesh's participation in Christian communion, says Irenaeus, is proof that the flesh will be raised incorruptible from the grave. The truth is, that's nonsense. The problem with this doctrine is clear, for it cannot be proved that the Christian Eucharist ritual does anything out of the ordinary for the participants' bodies. You ever seen any Christians come out of their communion ritual and their bodies shine? Or they gain extra muscles and can lift a car? Or see through walls? There's no evidence that Christian ceremony does anything for your flesh. Does it keep you from getting scratched? Or keep anybody from dying? It doesn't do anything. It's just natural substance. They still die. Their bodies still decay like everybody else's body decays. And inasmuch as Paul said, the fleshly bodies of saints will no longer be fleshly in the resurrection, Irenaeus' doctrine plainly contradicts Paul. All right, let's go down to where Mary was in a hurry. Irenaeus says this. He teaches this. Irenaeus claims that when Mary told Jesus there was no more wine at the wedding feast, her real purpose for making that request for him to change the water into wine was so she could partake of the Christian sacrament of the Eucharist. Her crime, says Irenaeus, was impatience. And the Lord, checking her untimely haste, said, "Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour to initiate the Eucharist ceremony has not yet come." He turned it into wine. Yeah, she could have had all the communion wine she wanted. That doesn't hold up. Next page. Concerning the baptisms of the Holy Ghost and of water, Irenaeus teaches that both are necessary since both contribute towards the life of God. This is plainly contrary to the truth Paul preached among the Gentiles. To them, Paul taught there is one Lord, one faith, and two baptisms. Oh, I'm sorry. Been reading too much of Irenaeus. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. He warned Gentile congregations not to practice any ceremonial works, which would include water baptism,